Oh man, I think we in the building.
In the building.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another edition, another installment, a new episode of your favorite podcast out here on these streets, talking all of that entertainment, news, politics, all of this, all of the crazy shit, too. You feel what I'm saying? The Opinionated Brothers are back. You feel what I'm saying? Holding it down. Ty the Pie Guy and Cousin Scrap are in the building. Scrap, how we feeling?
Come on, man. I'm feeling good this morning, man. I ain't going to lie to you.
Feeling good,
man. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
I'm feeling good today, bro. You know, I woke up. You know, I ain't even eat my normal, you know what I'm saying? Man, I woke up and had me some fruits this morning.
Oh, come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Little
strawberry, little grape, little honeydew, you know what I'm saying?
Trying to work on something over here. You know, your body does better. You know what I'm saying? That's what they say.
You know what I mean?
That's what they say. I'm just telling you what to say.
Yeah, man.
That's all I'm telling you.
But trying to get in that gym, do my little thingy thing. Summer right around the corner. I can't be out here with the trucker belly, baby.
Hey, talk to
Come
him.
Come on, baby.
Talk to him.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I've been in the gym for the last 3 months, and, you know, the summer body coming in, looking right and tight, you know what I'm saying, like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Your buddy eating a little better, you know what I'm saying? Shit is getting... Listen, all I'm saying is when you take care of your body, Your body does. That's all I'm saying. Sometimes you just have to take initiative to get your body right. You feel what I'm saying? It ain't all about being a health nut. Sometimes it ain't all about going to the gym every damn day. But it's being conscious about what you're eating, what you're putting in your body. Literally, not even what, like, just the eating part of it, but just what you're consuming, what you're putting in your body. And, yeah, man, I know, you know, spring and summer right around the corner for me. Just making sure that I'm keeping myself healthy, keeping my family and friends, my loved ones around me as healthy as possible as well, too. I'm still learning and growing as well. So, bro, we on that same journey together, man. So I'm excited, bro. For all those who are tuning in right now via YouTube or you listening, we appreciate y'all. We thank y'all so much. Again, numbers are up across the board, so we appreciate y'all so much. Shout out to every subscriber that has subscribed to the podcast on YouTube, our Epic Echo community. Whether you you know, watch this podcast, The Opinionated Brothers, or you know, Black Hockey, R&B and Chill, or Black Men Win, we appreciate you so much. We thank y'all. 1,100 subscribers so far in the can. Y'all are kicking
1,100.
They've been doing their thing, bro.
I appreciate y'all. Hey, and all the subscribers that have been telling a friend to tell a friend, I love y'all, man. I love y'all to death, man. And it's all, you know, you big podcast. I know, you know, 1,100 ain't, you know, all with y'all. But we came a long way, baby. We came a long way. You know what I'm saying? So we really appreciate that, man.
We do, man. I thank y'all so much because I told y'all, I keep telling y'all this. This rebrand is very intentional and special. So I thank y'all so much for... just, you know, glowing up with us and growing with us. You feel what I'm saying? Scrap, we got a good show for them today. We got a good show for y'all today. Not a long one, but a short one. Not a long one, but a good one. Excuse me. You feel what I'm saying? But we're going to be talking about a few things. Our Clown of the Week, MVP of the Week, of course. LeBron James is in the news, Scrap. And
LeBron, what you done did, boy?
Well, it could be for basketball reasons, but you know, we'll get into that, you know, later in the show. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are reportedly fighting in a ring this summer. All right. That we'll talk about that as well. And then as our topic of the week, you know, this topic of Drea Michelle, you know, having a child by a child is really spicing up the airwaves. And I really have some perspectives that I want to get off my chest. And we're going to get into it later on in the show. So let's get right into it. Our MVP of the week this week. Hey, man, to all my Dragon Ball Z fans across the globe.
Hey.
Across the globe. I want to say rest in peace to that man, the one, the only Akira Toriyama. The creator of the one, the only, one of the best, if not the best anime of all fucking
time.
Come
on, man. Stop playing. That's the best anime of all time. That, one listen, that shit the best. Come on, baby. That's what got you into that shit, man. Listen, stop playing.
There was an anime to get you into it. It was DBZ.
Come on, man.
Dragon Ball. Right, I remember when Goku was a kid. You feel me? And we're gonna do for Black Hockey because I got the news a little later scrap after I did the show on Friday. So I got the news like after I did the show. So for the Black Hockey podcast this Friday, going on live this Friday afternoon, we're gonna do a live dedicated to Akira Toriyama, DBZ, and Dragon Ball. Best episodes, you know what I'm saying, favorite characters, all of that good stuff. So join me live on Friday for that. But I wanted to give Akira Toriyama, the MVP of the week because of just his influence, just I know within the culture. Dragon Ball Z has been referenced so much, continues to get referenced so much, continues to get watched, played, listened, music being mixed into me. Like, Dragon Ball Z has, I can just say for me, that, like Scrap said, that was literally one of the first cartoons, right? Because we didn't call them animes back then, for real. We called them cartoons.
No, it was cartoons.
They was cartoons, right? Now, in Japan, it was animes, for real. But when they brought them over here, when we was like 6, 7, 8, watching WB20 and shit like that, nigga, cartoons. And Dragon Ball Z, I was ready with a bowl of Honey Nut Cheerios and some bananas in that shit.
Feel me?
You feel me?
Yeah, feel me?
And ready at 9 o'clock, at the 9 o'clock slot, because DBZ
Dragon Ball
came
Z,
home and then Yu-Gi-Oh came out right after.
Yu-Gi-Oh, Sailor Moon.
Yes, bro, they had that slot.
Motherfuckers, come on, man. Y'all don't even know.
Tsunami. Oh, The kids don't know about that, man. They don't know about that, bro. They don't know about that, bro. Come on, baby. We used to have to fix the antenna up real quick
to get that shit together over there, man. Listen.
Tsunami came on late.
Come on, man.
Okay, so you want to make sure you get that shit at 10 o'clock because Tsunami in around 1 or 2 o'clock. So you trying to be up. You feel me? DBZ was there. So not only are you getting DBZ in the morning, but you getting DBZ at, bruh. The fact that Dragon Ball Z was everywhere. I watched Dragon Ball Z damn near every year of my life. From the original Dragon Ball to Dragon Ball Z to Dragon Ball Super to the shit they be playing and making animations of now, fan animations. Yo. I have the Xenoverse game, right? I have Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse. Nigga, we went in the game. Listen, they have it in the game, Scrap, where you can play with everybody in the in their little Xenoverse and multiverse. Bro, they have everybody at the Dragon Ball pedestal. Okay, I'm going to put a picture up. I'm going to clip this shit up and put a picture of what I took. They have people at the Dragon Ball Z Xenoverse pedestal where you put the Dragon Balls, putting their hands up. Saying thank you, giving rest in peace, love to Akira Toriyama, bro. This shit hit on. It's way past just a manga and an anime, bro. He went into the fabric of culture. He literally raised a lot of us. And I don't think he knew it like that. I don't think he understood the level of culture he left because he raised so many of us. So many of us who discuss anime, talk it, or even just watch it. We got it from him. The people that the Naruto animated creators of the world, the One Piece creators of the world, every anime that you love currently, every anime that Jujutsu Kaisens of the world, every anime that you love currently has gotten some type of inspiration by Mr. Toriyama himself. So I just want to say rest in peace. Good man. He was 60. He was 63 scrap. He passed from a brain aneurysm, I believe. Something in the brain, bro. And he definitely said he had, they definitely said he passed on March 1st. Definitely something within the brain. I can't, I seen what it was, but it was so long. I can't even like say it, but I know it was something that dealt with the brain. He was only like in his early 60s. And, you know, he even said, I think a little bit before he passed, like he had some more things, you know, in store, but his health, because of, you know, how he lived his lifestyle when he was a little younger, you know, his health just, you know, deteriorated a little bit. So, you know, again, that's also a testament to just take care. We have to, again, like we said in the beginning of the show, it's taking care of ourselves. You feel what I'm saying? And it's making sure that we
in the video.
Uh-oh. Scrapping the video.
Let me get in the video. What it do, y'all? Get in the video.
So yeah,
what's up, man?
Yeah, it's crap. So we, it's like, you know, just making sure we take care of ourselves, man. Cause like he said, you know, we are, you know, he really, you know, because of his younger days and how he lived, you know what I'm saying, kind of, you know, got, you know, a little worse as he got older. So, you know, making sure we take care of ourselves, man. And again, man, Mr. Toriyama, you don't know how much you grew us up. You feel me? How much you, we was watching you. You feel me? You was on our 9 o'clock and our 10 o'clock PM channel every night, bro. So thank you so much for bringing us some amazing artwork, some amazing design, some amazing anime, some amazing cartoons, just growing us up in this culture, man. Shout out to Akira Toriyama and rest in peace. All right, shall we get into some clownery?
Trash!
Shall we? Are y'all ready? Let's do it. Clown of the week this week, Madonna. Now, Scrap, I don't know how many concerts you've been to. I've been to a few, not a lot, but a few.
I've been to a few.
Sit down, standing up, done both. You know what I'm saying? If I feel like I need to sit down because I'm standing up a little bit too much, my feet hurt, I sit down. So I try to find something that's, you know, not, you know, so exposed. So I can just sit down somewhere, you know, just sit my little booty down for about 5 minutes, you know, get up, whatever. And Madonna had a concert. I don't know where the concert was. Really don't care. She had a concert where I believe it was sold out. And I believe there were people standing up, you know, as she was, you know, performing and everything. She stopped her concert, or she stopped it, however she did it. She pointed out a person in the audience. Scrap. And she asked him specifically, why are you not standing up? I need you to stand the F up. Why are you not standing up, ma'am? Scrap, now we don't know what people be having going on in their life.
Okay? Yo.
You could be sick, honestly, and you paid a lot of money to see Madonna and you just want to go, right? You could be pregnant and you paid a lot of money for a Madonna ticket and you just want to go. Sometimes you just want to set your ass the fuck down and you just want to see Madonna. Maybe I was on my feet dancing to your last song and I got tired, right? Nope.
Oh, bullshit.
It was none of those, Scrap. It was none of those kind of disrespectful things. Nope. She took it a step further because the person that she said, or was, I guess, getting frustrated with because they weren't standing up singing to her goddamn music, that person was in a wheelchair. I hope y'all heard me when I said that. That person was in a wheelchair. So she couldn't stand up, Madonna.
Trash!
Oh, and did y'all know what she said afterward? Did y'all know what she said? Didn't sound any sympathy behind this, but she was just like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. What is it? What?
Trash!
Hey!
Scrap.
What?
Oops, I'm sorry. That's what we're doing?
First of all.
Come on, man.
The prices of a concert of a person like that, like her, Chris Brown, all the big stars. I don't know what the fuck they trying to pay college tuition off. I don't know what they trying to pay. But bitch, I done paid all this money. Bitch, I'm gonna do what the fuck I want. I really want to be on stage with you because I done paid off your Lamborghini. Or whatever it is that you riding off in. I really deserve to be on stage. You telling me to stand up? Bitch, I'm tired. I just got out of work yesterday to come here today. What the?
And now you talking about oops.
And then I'm in the wheelchair.
I'm in the wheelchair. So not only did I pay for your ticket, I had to pay for all of the responsibilities that was for me to come here.
And that person had to be sitting close as fuck.
Close
for you to see me, to tell me to stand the fuck up. So I know they pay a grip to be where the fuck they sitting at. The hell? Bitch, if I want to do a handstand in this seat, bitch, that's what the fuck I'm going to do. The hell? Telling me what to do?
Oh, shit. Like, yo, and they're going to say, oops, I'm sorry, bitch. What? I'm sorry, Lord.
Give my money back there.
Get right. Refund me my money. Since you want me to stand up so bad. Refund my money.
I know it's Madonna, everybody. To be honest with you, I'm going to keep it a B. I never even... probably heard a couple songs from Madonna, even though I know she got a whole catalog out there. But
I don't know no songs from Madonna.
I can't name one off my head, bro. For you to be
in there like that, like, listen, you obviously have a well-diverse group of people that come and see you. Black, white, blue, green, whatever,
right.
Don't matter.
She like the female Michael Jackson.
Right. You have everybody coming to see you, and I don't think Michael Jackson will say, look into the audience as he's looking and everybody's screaming his name and shit like that, will sit here and point the person out who's not standing up.
Come on, man.
Because he's trying to fucking perform for the other thousands of folks that are standing.
Come on, man.
And you don't know the reason at all why he or she is sitting down. And then you have the nerve to point it out. You got the nerve to point it out. Again, to Scrap's point, that's how you know the seat was expensive. Because you got the nerve to point it out. She got to be in the first five or six rows for you to sit there and point her out like that. And then she's in a wheelchair. So she's trying to enjoy you, and you see her and point her out of, oh, my God, the embarrassment. The embarrassment probably on that woman's face. Now, she could have been, now, I don't know if she was embarrassed. She could have let that roll off her shoulder like it was nothing, right? But you just pointed me out in front of thousands of folks. And I'm in a wheelchair, bitch. We would have had to see each other. And I would have ran over your toe in my wheelchair.
They over see me rolling. Toe. They hang air. I'm just bullshit.
She got to play that after that because you know what? Come up and say, ooh, Madonna, you wrong for that.
These are talking about ooh.
Oops. I'm sorry. This ain't no Britney Spears song. What are you talking about?
Trash!
Now have your security to Romeo stage. The hell? The fuck?
Have your
security. Y'all think this... Roll me up here.
yeah, roll me up here. Nah, I'm on your stage. Nah, yep, I'm a background dancer, bitch. Fuck you talking.
Look, the fuck for the spin this bitch around, motherfucker. Hell, you thought this was no bullshit.
Oh man, right? Like, bro, you was out of pocket for that, Madonna. Like, for real, you was totally out of pocket. Now, keeping on the topic of white women, scrap LeBron James.
LeBron. What you done did, boy? Your I don't
boy,
even know.
Your boy.
He ain't my boy. I keep telling y'all he not my boy.
Listen.
He's not my boy. He's not my boy.
LeBron James, yeah, well, he not mine. So, you know, y'all boys, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Whoever LeBron James' boy is. LeBron James is out here... Or was out here. I don't know if you've seen this, the picture scrap. I want to see if I can pull it up really quick. See if I can get, you know, I got to get visual evidence with him and the white women. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to accuse nothing. You know, I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to sit here and be like he was doing something. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to be the one. However, LeBron James was in between Jeannie Buss and a good, I guess, friend of Jeannie Buss. And it's a video circulating, and LeBron James, listen. They got my man's looking bold out here, Scrap. They got looking bold. They got looking bold, Scrap, going through the mountains, I bet you. They got looking bold out here, y'all. I seen the video. I watched the video. The video is harmless, or it looked harmless. But they got LeBron James looking mad bold between these white women, just touchy-feely, all of that good stuff. You feel what I'm saying? Now, what I will say is that... The brunette that's touching on his arm like that, I'm gonna tell you now, ain't no black woman sitting here allowing no woman to touch on her king like that. I'm just saying right now, okay? So yeah, I'm trying to play. I'm playing the video right now. I'm gonna let y'all see it in a minute. Give me just 2 seconds. I got you. But Scrap. What do you think about LeBron James? I guess, you know, listen, the optics of it look bad. I'm not going to lie, Scrap. I'm not going to lie to you. The optics of it look bad, Scrap. They don't look good. You know, your man's, listen, y'all man's look like he's out here just
having the LeBron
time of his life.
He LeBron.
Is that what that is?
He LeBron out there, man.
Tell me what that means.
I don't even know.
What does that mean? I want to know. What does LeBron mean?
He LeBron. I don't know.
He's LeBron. I want to know what that means. I want to know what that means so much. Like, what does...
Hey, that sounds like something, though. I don't know, though. But
here's the thing. When you LeBron, hold on. I got you. I got it right now. Hold up. Oh yeah, say that. Hold on, cause we gonna show y'all real quick. I got y'all right now. Hold on, cause I'm about to show y'all the video evidence. Because I just wanna. I want y'all to be the ones. You feel me? I want y'all to be the ones to say, "Hey, Ty, like, nah, that didn't look too crazy." You know what I'm saying, Scrap? I want you to be the one to say, "Hey, Ty," you know what I'm saying? You know, he ain't look too crazy. Now, mind you, I guess we have to give context because these aren't two ordinary white women, right? These ain't just two ordinary Karens. You understand what I'm saying? I guess. This is the owner of the Lakers, Jeannie Buss on the right, and the blonde, and her friend who, I guess, works with the Lakers. in the brunette. So let's take a look, and I'm gonna let y'all be the judge. All right, I'm gonna let y'all be the judge. Okay, so if you were listening to us, I'm sorry there was no audio, but the video
he
shows.
He definitely LeBroning over there, man.
Okay, so what that means, crap, what that means? We gotta put some meat into that. We put a name to it, but we got a definition now, okay?
Hey, he ain't pimping. He LeBroning over there. I don't know.
LeBroning, okay.
Right. He LeBroning. So I don't know.
So do you?
What
think
was
so,
what? Do you what think was his lady?
His. That's what I was about to ask. Do you think his lady was okay with him LeBroning?
I mean, it's LeBron, baby. I don't know.
Hey, he looked like
he was sitting between them, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, like, yo, Maggie, you know, right? Like, he was,
you know what I mean?
Like, he was Mac Jones.
Then she laid on him, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know.
He was definitely on his Mac Jones shit.
Oh, no, man.
He was definitely on his, like, listen, they both touched, listen.
She grabbing his muscles and shit.
You saw them.
Like, man. Scrap. I don't know. That look
crazy because you already know the muscle crack. Come on, bro. I don't listen.
She grabbed him. The other one laid on his shoulder.
Muscle gripped by a couple of, you know, Wahite women myself. They get a little too handsy and flirt. Listen, they love them some chocolate.
Come on, baby.
They love them some chocolate. Ain't nothing wrong with it. We know you love us. We know you love us. But, Brown, you can't be out here just in public, out here just LeBroning like that.
Come on, man. And the camera's on you. And you know the camera's on you. You know the camera's on you,
LeBron,
man. If
you going to be Bronning like that, you got to be Bronning in private.
Nah, I don't know, bro. We ain't going to cruise them, but...
Right. Ain't
I don't know. It look kind of crazy over there.
Allegedly. But I do want to say, you didn't do nothing, right? It ain't like you cheated. It ain't like you flirted. Well...
He ain't tell them hoes to back the fuck up. Man, I ain't going to call them hoes, but he ain't tell them to back the fuck up either.
He didn't tell them to back away. He didn't tell them, don't touch me.
Yeah. Right. He ain't do one of these, usually, like, bitch, get off me.
You know, usually somebody be like, ah, ha, ha, or, you know, you know what I'm saying? You know, you just move around a little bit. But, you know, he had not one but two hands touch his muscle on each arm. One hand on each arm. All I'm saying is, Scrap, you know, you know, if you like it, I love it. You know what I'm saying? LeBron, if that's your, listen. Milk of magnesia, right? Milk of magnesia. There you go. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are going to be fighting exclusively on Netflix in the, I think Scrap going through another mountain. But, I think Mike Tyson and Jake Paul are fighting this summer on Netflix exclusively. I don't know why this is happening. Obviously, this is definitely for the MONEY, of course. I guess more so to, I would think more so to promote Jake Paul. More so because I think Jake Paul is the up and coming and Mike Tyson has already been a champion. He's already solidified, all of that good stuff.
Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, Scrap.
All right.
You back. So yeah, I'm just discussing a little bit about the Mike Tyson and Jake Paul announcement.
I call bullshit.
Do you?
Go ahead though.
No, talk to me, Scrab. Why you call bullshit?
First of all, the boxing shit done got way out of pocket. All
right. You right.
It done went crazy. Like I love boxing, but I don't like watching it anymore. It's not exciting anymore as it used to be. Because we got YouTubers fighting, retired motherfuckers coming out of retirement to fight.
Yep.
People scared to fight each other because they record perfect.
But the argument would be like the money, Scrap, right?
The money.
Because some of the people money. That come out of retirement, I guess, get paid. Well,
brother, back in the days of
who you are, I don't. I'm just saying what they will say. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying what they will say. I'm not saying that they will say that.
Yeah, I mean, they can argue about the money, but see, that's the problem, though. You know what I'm saying? The money, y'all fighting, so y'all gonna get the money,
right?
Back when Ali and I never seen Ali fight. I seen Roy Jones. I seen Tony O'Tarver, them type of guys. That shit wasn't about money. It's about I can beat your ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Back in the Mike Tyson, back in the day, bitch, I can beat your ass. Fuck the money. We gonna get the money. We gonna be eating motherfucking shrimp in the ice with the tail sticking out the cup later after with the ice wall talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was more about I can beat your ass. Now everybody, this boxing shit, everybody want to be Money Mayweather. And it's only one of him, you know what I mean?
Right.
Everybody want to wear ice and chains and all this shit to the ring. And only, you know what I'm saying? Mayweather was the first nigga I seen do that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? But everybody want to be that. And boxing just got... like down, bro, on me, bro. Like this fight right here, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. I mean, I would want to see it, but I know it's gonna be bullshit, man. It's bullshit. This is bullshit. Why is Mike Tyson fighting?
Yes, I agree with you. I agree with you. Why is he still fighting?
And it's Jake Paul, motherfucker. Like,
yeah,
I don't really like. I ain't hating on the man. He put in his work,
right.
Training, whatever. But how the fights be looking, it be looking like bullshit. I ain't gonna lie to you. When he win it, it's like I can just see like, yeah, motherfucker, sign his contract so you can lose, so I can pay you, so I can look good type shit.
Right.
That's what I get out the shit, bro.
I don't really get a little bit skills. Of that up in there. You feel me? These are the Paul brothers we are talking about, so. Do I believe that it's going to be bullshit to a degree? Yeah, I do agree with you in that retrospect. As much as people can tell me, you know, Jake Paul has a power behind his punch. A lot of people have a power behind his punch, behind their punches. Respectfully, you know what I'm saying? I understand, you know what I'm saying? This is more about kind of what you can do for me, what I can do for you. Scratch my back, I scratch yours, da 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 da. But if you're trying to go for the gravity of it all, like bringing people in, I think we're more just like why than wow. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like we a lot more why than a lot less. We're a lot more we're a lot less like, oh wow. You know, we're saying oh wow than wow. You feel what I'm saying? Like it's not that. Like if this was football and Mike Tyson in his prime or some shit, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Maybe. You know, but
talking about 57-year-old Mike. Not saying hey, Mike still got it a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
In the grand scheme of things, Scrap, whether this is real or not, I think Mike can beat Jake Paul's ass no problem.
No bullshit.
That's what we expected.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody is expecting that. A knockout from Sleep, Jake Paul. Yeah, that type of shit. But I just feel like, we're not finna get that.
To your point, like, this could be, like, something that's mad just, you know, it could be just, like, maybe mad rigged or, like, hey, take this blow for me so I can win, you know what I'm saying, type shit, you know. Because I don't see Jake Paul knocking out Mike Tyson. Not for real. I don't see that at all. I don't give a damn how old Mike Tyson is or how old people, like, want to sit here and claim his age to kind of have an effect on his body. Have y'all seen Mike Tyson train? He does post videos. Have y'all seen that shit? Have y'all seen him still hit? Have y'all seen him still move? I'm good.
No bullshit.
He may sit here and talk like, yeah, I got this broke. But a boxer still know how to box, nigga.
Talk to him. Know what to do.
And that's Mike fucking Tyson.
You don't play box.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
He gave Holyfield his ear back on the podcast, I believe. I'm not fucking with him. I'm all right. He good. But I guess I'll watch. We'll see what happens on Netflix during that time. We'll see. It's in the summer, so we got time. The promotion is that they'll be promoting. Scrap, we got our topic of the week this week before we get up out of here. And it's a doozy. This one is a doozy. I don't know if people remember Dre and Michelle from Love and Hip Hop. Not Love and Hip Hop, but Basketball Wives. Very beautiful woman. She came on there like 10 years ago, was killing the game, still killing the game. Damn near every nigga wanted to mess with Dre and Michelle. Every entertainment nigga, every nigga in the industry, high and low, wanted to mess with Dre and Michelle. How I know? Because she looked and still is that cold. You feel what I'm saying? That's just real. That's just what it is. Now, Dre and Michelle is about 39, 40 years of age. Okay? Dre and Michelle could get any high-profile nigga in the world. In the world, Craig. She has a 22-year-old son, including, I believe, one or two other kids, and another one on the way from her now, from her boyfriend, one Jalen Green, who plays for the Houston Rockets. Now, why are we discussing this? This shouldn't be a topic. Well, it's a topic because Jalen Green is 22, Scrap. She is 39. Now, in retrospect, everybody's grown here, right? Well, it would be, or maybe it wouldn't feel so unweird if your son is the same age as your man. Now, you're having a baby by this man who is 22. Your son is also the same age. That's not weird to y'all? Am I getting a little, is that not weird, Scrap? Or am I tripping? Because if this was flipped around, let's call this double standards, yeah, because it really is. If this was flipped around, vice versa, 40-year-old man, 22-year-old girl, and we've talked about this on a podcast prior, where there was an 18-year-old girl and a 40-some-year-old man, and they got married in Florida, and they made a video about, oh, why is everybody sitting here coming at us? We can do what we want. We grown. And then what happened a month later? They got divorced. Why? Because the backlash was too bad, and her parents was like, what the fuck do you think you're doing, nigga? So, we're here. 39-year-old Drea. Right? And a lot of women are going to sit here and tell us or tell me, oh, Ty, Scrap, he 22, he grown. Okay. That's baby grown. I can tell you.
I can tell you because I was.
He said that's baby grown. I like that.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
You still get when we gonna get a little X rated on here. We gonna go TLB Saturdays a little bit. Nigga, you still get weak in the pussy in that bitch. Your pullout game is weak as fuck. What is you talking about?
It better be stronger than it's ever been,
nigga. But you.
But in his case,
nigga, you're okay. Let's keep it a bean, Scrap. Jalen Green didn't have his name in the media like this until he got with who? Drea. Drea is a sniper. She know what she doing. She's been doing this for a long time, and I'm not talking about, you know, getting niggas from left and right, but being in the entertainment industry and knowing how to move. She knows that. She's cunning. She one of them ones. She know exactly what she going for. When I think about her and who the other girl, like, she was with Coach Prime. I think Coach Prime. What the hell is her name? She was with. She did all that dumb shit with. God damn it, I forgot her name. Anyway, I don't give a damn. Sniper. Again, we can't talk like this if it's a man, because it's disgusting. It's predatory. It's not what it needs to be. So do we give the same kind of credence to Drea?
Nah, they ain't gonna do that.
Because they ain't gonna do that. Gonna say Scrap, well,
because
he grown. He could have did that.
And it ain't even just. It ain't even just. Social media. This shit be happening out here in real life. And we even got family members.
Yes.
Females that we done seen this shit with our own two eyes.
Yes, bro. That's why we don't.
Call the next man a predator because he talking to a young girl. You know what I'm saying? She grown, but she young. But turn around and you talk to a young man and everybody, oh girl, you doing your thing. And da, da, da. You congratulating that. You applauding that. And this man damn near 20 years younger than you. How the fuck that shit work in the black community?
I don't understand. On both cases, what are y'all talking about?
Bullshit.
What are y'all having conversations of? Because there's a generational gap there. Who's keeping you young? Your 22-year-old son? Your 22-year-old son and your 22-year-old boyfriend playing Call of Duty together. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Like, I don't have a problem with, you know, 10 years, maybe even 12. But damn near 20? Come on, nah.
Bro.
Your child the same age as your boyfriend, as your girlfriend, your oldest child, or however, that shouldn't be, dog. That shouldn't be.
That's weird as hell, Scrap. And you got people justifying this shit, bro. I'm not even kidding, Scrap. You have people justifying this shit. She sat here and made a post about being misunderstood. Drea, it's not being about misunderstood. It's about sitting here seeing just the facts of just life. Like, come on, Dre. You can get... It's not like we talking to a regular degal out here. We talking to you. You could get any nigga out here. Scrap. I'm dare to say, she can make niggas leave they fucking current girlfriends for her.
Damn.
I'm daring to say that. Like, you them ones. And you go out and bag this nigga? Because I don't think he bagged you. I'm just going to keep it a bean. I'm just going to give it a thou wow. I don't think he bagged you. I think you bagged him. Girls can do that. Bag them and tag them, Captain. Let's go. Come on. You have a son the same age. They playing Call of Duty and fucking Fortnite together.
I wonder how his son feel about it.
You said what?
I wonder how he feel. I wonder how his son feel about it.
How does he feel about this shit? Fuck everybody else. How does the son feel about this shit? Hell, how does your other kids feel about this? You having another child by somebody who could be your top. Lord, have mercy. I know you had your kids young, Drea. I understand that you could feel like you were probably robbed of that. But nobody can sit here and tell me or even get me off of this heel of there can be no amount of maybe just attraction or something that can make me say 18 to 20 years younger than me is what I want. Or what I want somebody see to be in me or planted in me. Y'all don't think that's weird? Nobody thinks that's weird. We just are we just the ones that just think this weird scrap? Like we just I'm just saying, like, what happens when shit like that goes down? Again, I don't think he bagged her, Scrap. Drea too well known within the industry for that. He knew in the industry, Scrap. He knew within the world of entertainment and basketball, Scrap. Scrap, she know. She know. Brittany Renner! That's her name. That's the one.
Snipe.
From the school of Drea Michelle, Brittany Renner, goddammit. Brittany Renner, tell y'all these girls be knowing they know your price tag before you do, nigga. Come on. And I'm not saying this is all women because it's not. But it's some like Drea who know what need to be known and can bag them and tag them. Just like Brittany Renner can bag them and tag them, no problem. Is it right? No. It feels very predatory and weird too. I'm sorry. And like Scrap said at the beginning, we congratulate that type shit. Women, you congratulate that type shit. Oh, girl. Hey, you're looking younger. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Now look at you. You're pregnant. Ah, ha, ha, ha. The fuck are you talking about, bro? And Joe Budden said this shit a couple months ago. He called it. He said, like, oh, she had a gang. She got, you know, she got the sweatshirt on. I'm
got
not
the
saying
binoculars out.
And look now where we at. Scrap, come on, bro.
Ba boom, 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 ba boom.
You not going, when you turn 40, Scrap, you not about to sit here, hypothetically speaking, you not about to sit here and go try to bag and tag a 20-year-old, Scrap. And I know, and we know niggas who do this shit.
Nah, we know niggas. And I like my women older anyway. I do. But,
I like my women mature, sexy,
mature,
beautiful.
You know what I'm saying? It's crazy.
Nasty.
But I don't like them way younger, and I don't like them way older either.
No,
so it got to be like in my range, you know?
I'm trying to think. When did my dad meet my mom? She had me at 24. He was 33. So a 9-year
That's not bad.
9-year
That's
gap.
Not bad.
And I know a lot of people like that. That's not bad. That's not what we're talking about. 9-10-year gap is not what we're talking about. We're talking about generational gaps here. We're talking about 15-20-year gaps here. That's ridiculous. 25-year gaps is ridiculous. And then you have, you niggas have the nerve, women and men, period to justify it. I know y'all gonna be in the comment section trying to justify this shit. I know y'all gonna be sitting here trying to come at our heads for it, but I don't give a fuck because that shit is weird. All power to him and congratulations. You feel what I'm saying? Any child bringing into this world is a blessing. Amen. But the actions is what we're talking about, is weird and it's predatory, bro. And you cannot tell me that a 39-year-old woman who has a 22-year-old son having a baby by another 22-year-old man is not weird. And y'all praising it like it's not. That is what's crazy to me. That is what's crazy. It's not being misunderstood. It's not being unheard or, oh my God, woe's me. No, you made a choice. You made a decision. Y'all both made a decision. Shit is now weirded out. Jalen Green, welcome. Welcome to fatherhood, my guy. You're here. That's crazy.
It's wild.
Your son is the same age as your man. That is the title of this damn show.
Your son the same age as your man.
That is crazy. What? Let my mama would have got a 30-year-old. Excuse me?
No bullshit.
Oh, we going to have to see each other, my nigga. Who you calling baby? Not her? Who you about to... What? You about to kiss my eye? Be eyes. Eyes. Eye. Boy, eye. Eye. Snatch the
snatch his lips. Ooh. Right off. You right off your lips. Left.
What? Scrap. What are we talking about? That's why we said we want to know how he feels. I want to get an exclusive with the guy. I want to see if we can get an exclusive. I want to see if we can. I want to truly know how he feels about it because it got to be weird because I'm weirded out and it ain't even my mama. Shit. That's some weird shit, Scrap. Now, I ain't saying you can't get your freak on, get your swerve on a little bit. I ain't saying you can't
damn.
Do that. Everybody get him a little cougar now, and ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying you can't get your freak on. Ain't nothing wrong with little Missy Ellie. Ain't nothing wrong with that at all. But when we take it a step further into the realms of childhood and birth, and now parents have to meet, huh? Grandparents have to meet, huh? I could be making an ass out of myself, I'm assuming. But I don't think Jalen Green's parents was looking for him to sit here and have a child.
This early in this the game. Early, boy.
And by a 39-year-old woman who already got three kids. And a grown-up kid at that. I'm just saying. But I'm going to leave it there. I'm gonna leave it there. I know y'all gonna kill us in the comments, but I'm gonna leave
y'all,
it there.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, y'all go ahead and get in the comments.
I already know they about to kill us in the comments. You feel what I'm saying?
Get in the comments. We'll talk.
It's Women's History Month. Why are first of all, I know it's Women's History
Women's
Month.
Women's History Month.
Shout out to all the women. You feel what I'm saying? We love y'all. I got my Black Women Win series going right now. Y'all check that out tomorrow. But bump that. They ain't got nothing to do with this.
No
it's
bullshit.
About right, wrong, and like literally just looking at the facts of shit. This looks weird. In every fabric of the imagination, it just looks weird, Scrap. It just looks weird. 22. It would be okay, Scrap. Honestly, it would be okay if you had children that were under the age of 5.
Shit, not even just
or the age of 10. Not the
yeah,
same
you know?
Age as your nigga.
Yeah.
And then it would be Scrap. It'll be way out of pocket if you got a nigga who's younger. Or no, I'm sorry. Yeah, younger than your son. What?
Younger than your oldest.
What?
Younger than your oldest is crazy. It is some people out there with that.
Yo,
it is crazy.
People out there who push that type of boundary is
now you got
to me, bro.
Now you got the girlfriend or the boyfriend feeling like,
yo.
Yeah, nigga, you my stepson, stepdaughter.
What?
Bitch, I beat the fuck out of you. No bullshit. This shit. I will whoop your ass in this bitch.
Scrap.
The bullshit. Ooh. So, yeah. Y'all that got that going on, know what I'm saying? Y'all that got that going on, y'all need to stop that shit for real, bro.
That shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Y'all wild, bro. And y'all think this shit okay? All right, I'm done. I'm
that
done
shit now, cool.
I'm done. I'm done. Because y'all going to go. Y'all gonna have me going to a rabbit hole, bro. Y'all going to have me going to a rabbit hole. Because this shit is like, it's
that
just
shit crazy.
That's just out of pocket. And to me, this is just a little out of pocket. You just do not do that shit. And again, it's out of pocket because I've watched Drea for 10 plus years, bro. I was a watcher of fucking Basketball Wives. So I know how men were looking at her and still looking at her to this day. Niggas still want to bag Drea, but Drea is the one who ends up bagging you. She's just like that. That's just what it is. So for you to sit here and say I'm pregnant by a 22-year-old and my son is also the same age, these niggas playing Call It on the PlayStation together, Scrap. We on the PlayStation together.
In the PlayStation.
We playing God of War together. Come on, bruh. And now I got another one on the way. You about to be an uncle. That's crazy. I can't even just stress the fact that that's crazy.
All that's right, insane, so, right there.
Listen, like Scrap said, even y'all that take it a little overboard, that had ones that's older than your oldest son or daughter, that's crazy. No. But that's it for today, y'all. Scrap, what you got to say to the people before we get up on out of here?
I got a thing to say. I'm a good-hearted people out there. Let me talk to y'all real quick. I know you got a good heart. Your intentions is good for the next person. This, that, and the third, if you got it. And they need it, you giving it. But listen, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it, all right? You don't got it, all right? Stop putting yourself in the hole because you want to be good-hearted. And you got shit to do yourself. Not saying you can't do it, but if you wait and you can't do it, if you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, Ty?
You know what the hell I know.
Okay. If you can't do it, you just can't fucking do it. Listen. They need a ride. You can't do it. You just can't do it. They need some monies. You ain't got it.
You can't do it.
You can't do it. You just can't do it. Whatever it is, they need somewhere to stay. Hey, couple nights. All right, bitch, this is a couple nights. All right, well, I need you to get lost. Go get you. Hey. You did your part.
Right.
Listen, if they feel like they can't talk to you anymore because you done told them no, hey, we not dealing with that shit this year. I got to see you later, my boy. I got shit to do.
You feel me?
Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't telling you to be green, but I'm telling you, if you can't do it, motherfucker, you can't do it.
That's it.
Straight up.
Straight up.
I know, because I got the... I'm telling myself as I'm telling y'all that. So,
what'd you say, Scrap? I gotta practice that.
I'm coaching myself while I'm coaching y'all. So, yeah, if you can't do the shit, man, you just can't do it. I know a lot of people like me, Ty, motherfucking HD. You know what I'm saying? We let niggas ride out for a mile or two. Then it come back around. Now I gotta be like, "Hold, dog, I ain't even got it, nigga." Like, well, damn, like, bruh, like, I done let you do it, hold it until I couldn't let you hold it no more. Now you mad at me because I can't let you hold it no more, bro. Like, come on, bro. You gotta get yourself together out here, man.
Facts.
Shit. But that's all I got to say to y'all, man. All the listeners, subscribers, fans, whatever, man. Y'all be safe out here. I love y'all. I love all my tell a friend people. Love y'all to death. Hey. And, man, let's just keep going up, baby. Straight up. Badoom. That's it for me.
Listen, man. It's a great show for today. Y'all be easy. Stay breezy. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to us via audio. I would love for y'all to more listen to us on our website, epicechopro.com, because that's where we want that traffic to go. So please listen to our podcast at epicechopro.com. That is at epicechopro.com. But if you do subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, we'll take that listen too as well. So shout out to you guys. Thank you guys for always keeping us up and up. You feel what I'm saying? Again, 1,100 subscribers in the can. And I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. And I got to get the numbers audially for those who are subscribed to us on the audio side as well. So I'll bring those numbers to y'all soon. All right. I love y'all. Stay easy. Be breezy. And this has been another one, of course.
But no.
Be good. We'll be back for TOB Saturdays this week. Make sure you check out epicechopro.com to subscribe to our Patreon, $3 a month. TOB Saturdays with more extras on the way this week. And be sure to subscribe to my channel as well, Tie the Pie Guy. Literally wrote out as it is on the screen to my channel as well. New videos will be dropping this week as well, all right? I love y'all. Peace, love, and hair grease.